好，我今天在这个地方要跟大家用中文来讲啊。
Today I'm going to speak in Chinese.
很高兴能够有今天有这个机会跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to be able to share a message from the Lord with you.
我今天在 Flushing 的教会里面。
When I was in Flushing Church today,
我们这个礼拜是宣道年会。
And it happened to be the mission week of the church.
所以我们讨论很多有关于宣教的事情。
So we discussed many details regarding to mission.
但是当讨论到宣教的事情的时候，最重要的一个题目就是人的需要，因为我们人需要耶稣。
As we discuss about the mission needs, immediately we touch an area about human need, because all of us need Jesus.
我就想到呢，在这个大概在三年前呢，我有一个机会在波士顿开会的时候。
Which remind me that about 3 years ago, I attend a meeting in Boston.
然后在那边开会的时候呢，就有一个有一个同样也在开会的一个牧师呢，我们好像在那边就认识了。
And during the meeting, I happened to know another pastor who attend the meeting.
原来这个牧师呢，是一个从玻利维亚来到美国，在那个 Gordon Conwell 神学院读书的一个牧师。
玻利维亚。
玻利维亚。
Bolivia. All right. The pastor came from Bolivia and he's attending
Gordon
Conwell Seminary School in Boston area.
那他在那边开会，所以我们大家就聊起来，我是从南美洲阿根廷来美国的。
Because I happen came from South America, Argentina, South America. So we start to generate conversation.
他大概看我很像 Latino, 所以让我跟他一起讲话。
Me, perhaps I look like a Latino, therefore we start talking.
当我们在一起聊天的时候。
As we have our conversation.
他就讲到有关于玻利维亚的一些教会的事工的需要。
And he talked about the churches in Bolivia's need there.
然后呢在又差不多在过了一年以后。
A year after.
有一天他突然打电话告诉我。
And all of a sudden he called me.
他说王牧师啊，有几个人他们会经过纽约，好不好？我们大家见个面。
And he said a few people whom I know will pass by New York. Why don't we arrange some time that we may meet together?
然后我说好啊，他们飞着飞机飞到 JFK， 那我们大家就见面了。
And I said of course, why not? Then as they flew to JFK airport, we arranged a meeting.
就原来呢，来一起我们交谈的这位这几位呢，他们是在玻利维亚做的玻利维亚的宣教士。
It happened to be they are the missionaries in Bolivia.
其中有一个是他岳父。
And one of them is his father-in-law.
那原来呢，他是玻利维亚人，但是在玻利维亚呢，专门针对当地的原住民来做事工的宣教士。
It happened to be he is a native grown Bolivia, and his mission there, his burden of he's serving for the aborigine in Bolivia area.
那你知道玻利维亚的原住民好多种啊。
As you know, there are different tribes in that area.
现在的总统呢，他的名字叫 Evo Morales.
Evo Morales, Morales. Is the president of the nation at this time.
他是属于那个在安第斯山的高山里面的一族叫做 Aymara 的那一族的人。
It belongs to an Aymara tribe.
是在安第斯山是高山上面的。
And it's they happen to live in a high mountain area.
你知道，当你读历史的时候，你小时候读历史的时候，读到秘鲁的时候。
As you study history, you may 秘鲁
Peru
Peru yes. As you study about Peru,
你知道在秘鲁那个当时在这个这个 conquest， 在这个西班牙在这个殖民之前的时候，秘鲁有一个国家叫做印加王国 Incas。
As you, if you recall your learning back in history class, during, Peru was under the colony of Spain, there is actually another small country right next to it.
No, just before that.
Before Peru, yeah. The name is?
Before the Spanish conquest.
Conquest.
There is a kingdom. The kingdom was called, the Incas kingdom.那个印加王国里面的人呢，就是现在的 Aymara。
And Incas, the descendants from the Incas, it's become evolved into the Aymara tribe.
那他们就是在这个玻利维亚大概很大高的百分比都是这些原住民。
As a high percentage of the aborigines, of the nation belongs to this tribe.
但是还有一个更小的一些原住民，他们的文化的开放的程度更低一点。
And however, there are smaller tribes. They receive less education.
They were less civilized.
Less civilized.
对，那他们是什么？他们是属于在玻利维亚的亚马逊和流域里面的那些原住民。
And they belong to the tribes along the Amazon River.
因此呢，这个我所遇到这几个宣教士是跟这个亚马逊河里面的这些原住民来做福音工作的。
And therefore, I happen to have a chance to talk to the missionaries who work with the tribes along the river of Amazon.
那他们告诉我说，哎，王牧师啊，这个我们现在的宣教工作很困难的。
And he told me, Pastor Wong, our mission work there is quite difficult.
因为宣教士走光了。
Because almost all the missionary, they were gone.
啊，我说为什么会走光啊？
And why? And then I asked why they left the area.
他说你不知道啊，现在有一个新的宣教理论叫做1040窗口 (1040 windows).
And he said, don't you know there is a new movement regarding to the missionary? It's called 1040 window.
就是说那个福音最需要的地方是在北纬十度到四十度中间的地方。
That means that the most missionary need in the world is between the latitude window of 10 and 40 degrees.
所以呢，这包括北非。
And this means it includes North Africa.
也包括中东。
And also including in the Middle East.
包括南亚的印度教徒。
And also including the South Asia and who believe in Hindu.
也包括在中国很多这个无神论的这个共产主义的信徒。
And also include many atheists in China.
也包括了中南半岛的和日本的佛教徒等等。
And also including those Buddhism in Asia countries such as Japan.
因此他们告诉我说这些宣教的机构都把资源呢都送到这些地方去了。
And they told me that all the missionary organization invest all their resource and concentrate in this, those areas.
所以我们这些玻利维亚的这个宣教工作反而就走光了，没有人来了。
And so end up all the missionary who used to be in our area, now they all left.
长话短说呢，后来呢，因为有一些经过一些特别的邀请呢，所以我在过去这个七月的时候呢，我就有机会到玻利维亚跟这群原住民的牧师在一起同工。
In a nutshell, I happen to have an opportunity. I went to Bolivia to have a meeting with those missionaries I mentioned.
然后在那个地方呢，就看到很多的是原住民的信徒，后来成为牧师，在当中做福音的工作。
And in there, I saw many aborigines who turned into Christians, and some of them become pastors, and they were serving in the area.
那他们就告诉我说，牧师啊，其实呢，我们的日子真的很苦啊。
And those pastors told me, Pastor, our life here is quite difficult.
因为我们原来是住在乡村的地方，乡下。
Because we used to live in the countryside.
因为我们在那个地方，我们在那边打猎，我们在那边自己去种东西，然后我们可以过我们的生活。
In the countryside, we can make, we can provide ourselves, we can survive through hunting and planting.
但是现在呢，我们的政府说他们要做着很多的经济发展啊，所以把我们的土地都抢去了。
And but now government would like to push for economy growth, and therefore they took over our land.
那生活已经很苦了，所以我们只好呢到大城市里面来讨生活。
So life become difficult there, and therefore we immigrate to the city.
那但是在大城市里面呢，他们还是歧视我们呢。
However, once we moved to city, we were discriminated.
你知道在我在那个玻利维亚的那段时间，有一天呢，他们带我去一个地方来参观。
When I was in Bolivia, I was led by those pastors to visit a place.
对，不是参观了，是去探望啊，是探望一个原住民他们所居住在城市边边的一个区的一个社区。
They led me to a small community on the fringe of the city where all the aborigines live there.
非常非常的贫穷。
And they were very run down.
然后也没有事情做。
And they have nothing to do.
每一个人都坐在那个地方，坐在他们家的门口，那个泥土做的房子的门口。
And they were all sitting before their house, and their house were are made by mud.
让我们感觉到看的时候觉得心情很低沉。
And once we saw the picture, you know, such a scene, we feel very depressed.
那我心里在想，如果我生出来也跟他们在同样的村庄里面，我也是一个原住民的话。可能我对于人生我会觉得很没有希望。
I would imagine if I was born like them, and I was born out of this tribe, and I would view my life as hopeless.
没有错，人生是有很多的挑战，而且人生是有很多的难处。
Indeed, we all face many challenges and many difficulties in life.
你看新闻在前一段时间，那个巴基斯坦有一个14岁的女孩子，是吗？
Do you remember the news mentioned about a 14-year girl in Pakistan?
她为了要争取这个女孩子受教育的这个机会。
So she was fighting for a chance to be educated for all the girls there.
她挺身而出呢，希望能够鼓动社会上面的舆论来支持女孩子受教育。
He stood up to fight for and promote and a chance for all the girls to receive education.
很不幸呢，就被塔利班的这些塔利班的恐怖分子他们偷袭，并且受伤，成为重伤。
And unfortunately, she was attacked by Taliban and she was injured severely.
那你如果记得新闻的话。
If you remember what you heard from the news,
他要从他自己的家乡，然后呢的医院送到首都的医院。
In order to transport this girl from her original hometown to the city hospital,
然后呢，在首都医院还是不够的那个能力来医治她，还要再送到英国的医院。
But even in their city hospital.So they were not able to take care of her, and therefore she was transported to Great Britain.
我在想象说，如果我是一个像她一样的女孩子的话
，And as I imagine, if I'm just like her,
我会想到人生是这么样的困难，这么多的挑战。
And I will imagine if this is all the challenge lay ahead of me.
连我想要好好受个教育，都有人要想办法阻止我。
Even when I try to have a chance to receive education, in the consequences, I will be attacked.
你知道很多我们刚刚到美国的时候呢，我们很通常我们的人都会有一个想法。你刚刚来到美国的时候
，Can you think back when we just arrived to the state? We may have thinking like this.
我们会有感觉，我们觉得这个国家可能很陌生。
We may feel this is a very a country that is strange to me.
但是我们也想象到人在这边的人生生活可能有很大的挑战。
And we can imagine we are facing great challenge ahead of us.
但是我们会想到说，只要我们在美国好好努力的话。
And yet we understand that as long as we work hard.
如果我们奋斗几年以后，我们的日子只会越来越好。
If we work hard, our life will get better.
那我做牧师很多时候我鼓励人家也是这样子啊。
As a pastor, oftentimes I encourage others with such words.
尤其我们教会有很多年轻的夫妇，他们刚生孩子的时候。
And especially I have many young couples at when they just have their first child.
他们就跑来跟我讲，牧师啊，没有时间睡觉，没有时间睡觉。
And many of those young couples, they will.Come to me, say, Pastor, Pastor, I have no time to sleep.
我跟他说，日子只会越来越好。
And I tell them, the life will get better. Don't worry.
你睡眠的时间会越来越长的。
You will get more sleep as the days go on.
岂不知道我们这些人在美国住久了以后。
And actually, when we live in the state longer,
我们发现人生的挑战还是不断。
And actually, we realize the challenges that we are facing.Still continuously to grow.
以前的挑战可能是要学语言，学开车。
In the past, maybe we have challenge in terms of language or learn how to drive.
但我们现在的挑战是我们要怎么样面对下一代的教育。
And yet, the new challenge we may face is how can we educate and raise up our next generation.
我们的挑战是怎么样来面对我们的工作的不稳定，以及我们在这个经济上的萎缩。
Maybe we need to learn how to face the uncertainty in economy in our job.
挑战不停。
The challenges continuously to come.
但是我们做基督徒要怎么样过日子？
And yet, how can Christians face such such difficulties and move on.
所以今天我就想借用这个约书亚攻打耶利哥的这个圣经的故事。
And therefore, I would like to use a passage from the book of Joshua regarding to how Joshua took over the city of Jericho.
在他攻打以前，这个约书亚这个元帅所做的准备。
And we talk about the preparation Joshua did before the attack.
来一起来思想我们基督徒怎么样子来面对我们人生的挑战。
Through this passage, perhaps we Christians can understand that how may we face the challenges in our lives.
那在你的程序单上面把这个经文都印出来了哈。
And if you turn to the back of bulletin, as the Chinese passage has been printed.
但是我们可以再重复一下这段经文里面所说的话。
This is from Joshua chapter 2.
在这个地方呢就讲到当这个约书亚带领以色列人准备要进攻耶利哥的时候。
Let's talk about before Joshua led his army to go into the city of Jericho.
他做了一件事情就是他派了两个探子先到耶利哥去探对方的虚实。
Before the army marching to the city of Jericho, Joshua sent two spies.To spy out the land.
那圣经里面告诉我们说呢，这当派这两个人一进到耶利哥的时候，他们就躲到了妓女拉合的家里面。
As been mentioned, when these two spies when they arrived the city, they hide into the house of a prostitute.
你知道，这我有时候我不知道你会不会想读圣经想说，哎，这两个人为什么跑到妓女家里面去干嘛
？And I wonder when you read this passage.Do you have a question in your mind? Why would these two spies hit themselves in a prostitute's house?
因为妓女的那边，妓女的她的地方呢，可能比较多外人走来走去，所以他们两个进去的时候，可能比较不会引起别人的注意嘛。
Because prostitute, the house of prostitute may be a place that may host many people in and out of the city. They may host many people out of the town.
可是圣经上告诉我们说，好像是还是走漏了一点点的风声啊。
And however, according to the passage, we realize no matter how careful they were, this news has already been leaked out.
因为第二节里面讲到说，这个耶利哥的国王呢，他说今夜，他说有人告诉他说，今夜有以色列人来到这里来窥探此地。
And according to verse 2, the king of Jericho City realized that some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land.
也因此呢，耶利哥国王他就派人要去找拉合，要叫他把人交出来。
And this is the very reason why the king of Jericho sent the message to Rahab and asked her to release these two men to the king.
那你知道圣经上讲的结果拉合撒了个谎。
And as you know, the passage, described that Rahab, she lied.
第四节讲到说拉合说那个人果然到我这里来他们是哪里来的我却不知道。
And Rahab replied, yes, the man came to me, but I did not know where they had come from.
然后第五节说可是呢天黑的时候要关城门的时候他们出去了往哪里去我也不知道你们赶快去追吧。
And she continued on and say, at the dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly.
所以拉合撒了一个谎就把他们打发走了。
And therefore, Rahab, she lied, and in order to make them a detour.
那在这个时候呢你就看到拉合救了这两个人但是也因此呢他对这两个人开了一个条件。
So, because of this, Rahab saved these two men. At the same time, Rahab tried to make a deal with these two men.
因为这个时候他已经知道了他已经相信了这个耶和华神呢比较大。
Because at that moment, she already believed that Lord Jehovah is greater.
他比耶利哥城呢神呢还大。
Lord Jehovah is greater than the God of the city of Jericho.
所以他知道呢，要来的这个战争呢， 这个耶和华神会赢的。
And she realized the battle about to come, at the end, the army belongs to the Lord will win the battle.
所以他就希望呢，这两个人，我既然救你了，你能不能保证救我？
And therefore, she wants to make a deal with these two men. If I have saved you, would you also save me later?
当以后攻城的时候呢，你请你们保证能够保护我们全家的安全。
When the army of the Lord conquered the city, would you guarantee to save me and my family's life?
那你知道这个拉合基本上他是通那个通敌嘛，对不对哈？
And actually, as you can imagine, Rahab, she was betraying her country.
所以她好，其实有点像一个间谍一样，对不对？
And actually, she is a spy herself.
那通常你知道，间谍一旦完成任务以后，当他的身份曝光以后啊。
As you can imagine, when an espionage or a spy expose his or her identity,
他们最重要 的就是要能够以后能够隐名埋姓，并且得到国家的保护嘛。
The most important thing they want to get after their identity being exposed, that him or her will receive some type of protection and change their name and move on their life.
所以所以这两个人就答应了。
And therefore, these two spies agreed to her.
那他们答应的时候呢，他们就这样说。
And once they agreed, they said,
他说等到我们再回来的时候啊。
They say, when we return,
他说你们要放一个朱红色的线绳呢，要拴这个在第十八节讲到说，你要把这条朱红线绳系在垂我们下去的窗户上面，然后你们全家都要聚集在房子里。
Man said to her, "When we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down."
那这因为这个时候这个拉合把这两个人呢从窗户垂下去让他们跑走，对不对？
Because at the time Rahab let them fled from her place by letting them down from a window.
所以这两个人就说，那我们下次来的时候你就把那个线呢，那个红线呢，就放在你的窗户上，等我们来的时候我们看到那个记号我们就会保护你。
And these two men said to her, when the next time when we enter the city, could you make sure you tie a scarlet cord right here so we know you are in the house?
你知道这个观念有点像当年以色列人出埃及的观念。
Does this remind you how Israelites, how they left Egypt?
在逾越节的时候，也同样在那个门框上面要把杀羔羊的血涂抹在上。
During the time of Passover, the Israelites put the blood of the lamb around their doorframe.
那放点红红的东西，然后就得救了。这边也是一样，放点红红的东西你就得救了。
And once they put something red around their doorframe, then they were saved.
很有意思，神用这个同样的模式来让我们看到得救的方法。
Interestingly, God used the same model to let us see how may people be saved.
那这两个探子逃，这个圣经上讲了，他们逃出城以后，躲了三天就回去见约书亚。
As we record in the Bible, these two spies fled out to some place remote and they hid for 3 days and later they came back to Joshua.
并且把城里面的那些百姓心中的恐惧讲给约书亚听。
And they report how terrified the people in the city were to Joshua.
那我们知道今天这段经文的时候，
As we read this passage today,
那我们就花一点时间我们来分析它。
So let us spend some time and try to understand the passage.
我想我们可以从不同的角度来看这段经文。
We can view this passage in through different angles.
但首先我们从拉合的角度看整件事情。
Perhaps today we use the viewpoint of Rahab and see the entire story.
因为拉合是一个认识要来的危险的人。
Because Rahab is the one who understand she was about to face danger.
而他知道信仰的祝福需要去争取。
And she understand the blessing through her faith need to fight. She needs to fight for her, for the blessing through her faith.
因为我们一般读这段经文的时候，传统的重点都在他身上，因为真的是在他身上。
Oftentimes, traditionally, we focus the main character as Rahab. And indeed, Rahab is the main, she is the main character.
她知道她身为一个耶利哥的城市的居民呢，她所面临的处境就是即将来临的毁灭。
Because as a resident of the city of Jericho, she understood what she was about to face is a total destruction of the city.
你知道耶利哥当时的国王，当时的大臣，他们看不见。
At the time, the king of Jericho and all their governors at the time, they couldn't see.
他们看不见那个即将来临的那个祸患，就是他们城市要被灭。
They couldn't see and couldn't understand the true dangers they were about to face.
但是拉合他看得见。
And yet Rahab, she can understand.
所以你知道吗？这个能够看得见还是看不见呢？跟他的职业是没有关系的。
And therefore, in order to see the foreseen danger,or not, has nothing to do of one's job.
甚至于我们可以说呢，这个看得见还是看不见，跟他的道德价值观也没有关系。
Or even if someone is able to foresee the danger or not, has nothing to do with someone's morality.
在信仰当中呢，那个看得见还是看不见呢，是一个属灵眼睛的问题。
Because whether you can see the dangers or not, has something to do with your spiritual eyesight.
所以我们求主打开我们的眼睛。
So may God open our spiritual eyesight.
我们问神说我们的眼睛是开着还是闭着。
Perhaps we should ask our Lord, are our spiritual eyes open or they are closed?
我们能不能看到我们当前的日子如果继续这样过的话是没有未来的。
Are we able to see that the days ahead of us spiritually?
如果人生只是来到美国求学，
If our life is just come to this country and have a higher degree,
然后找工作
and then we find our jobs,
然后谈恋爱，然后结婚
then we have some courtship and then we get married,
然后我们生孩子，然后我们养孩子
and then we have children and we raise them up,
然后有的时候我们还要逼孩子
and sometimes we need to press our children to do the work we desire them to do,
然后我们退休。
Then we retire.
然后我们命如果好一点的话，我们还可以玩孙子。
And if we have if we're able, perhaps we can enjoy our grandchildren.
然后我们就开始生病，然后最后我们就离开这个世界。
And then we start to get ill, and then we depart from this world.
你知道前一段时间我在读约伯记的时候。
And so, some time ago when I was reading a book of Job.
你知道我看到人生的苦难，有时候真的觉得很莫名啊。
And sometimes when I read the all the difficulties that a man need to go through their the life, I feel this is quite frustrating.
一个没有目的的生活是没有意思的，但是也是危险的。
A life without aim is quite dangerous.
但知道毁灭要来的时候
，And yet, if you know a total destruction is about to come,
他却紧紧地抓住机会来保障他的安全，这个是这个经文所倡导的。
And yet, Rahab, she understands she need to seize the opportunity.To hold on the chance that she could survive.
她遇见以色列人的探子，知道以色列人大军要来了。
Once she met these two spies from Israelite, she knew the army of Israel is about to come.
而这两个人呢，是唯一能够为她带来拯救的人。
And these two men are the only chance for her to survive.
只要跟他们有一个秘密的协议的时候
，As long as she can make a secret deal with these two men，
就可以在被灭亡的那段时间免于被杀害。
And she can be sheltered, and she can survive throughout all the destruction.
你知道，耶稣也是唯一能够带来我们拯救的救主。
And actually, Jesus indeed, he is the only chance for us to be redeemed.
拉合马上就抓住这个机会。
And Rahab, she seized the opportunity.
她要求保护。
She asked for protection.
当我们遇见耶稣的时候，我们是不是也马上抓住那个机会，要求保护
？When we meet Jesus, don't we also seize the opportunity and ask for protection?
怎么样在我们信仰的领域当中
？And how can we in our spiritual realm
把我们现在的我们所现在的人生方向把它放下来，来跟随耶稣
？To lay down our own planning and follow Jesus instead.
那很多信耶稣的人已经走这条路。
And many believers already walk on this path.
但如果我们还没有信耶稣的话，
If we haven't accepted Jesus,
圣经告诉我们，首先要知道我们自己的处境，是我们需要拯救，需要耶稣的带领。
The scripture told us that we first need to understand our condition and that we need to be redeemed and saved.
而它的大前提是认识所即将来临的危险。
The prerequisite is that you need to know what's the danger ahead of you.
但这段圣经我们还可以从别的角度来看哈。
We can also view this passage from another angle.
所以我就建议呢，也许我们可以从约书亚的角度，我们来看这段圣经。
Perhaps we can see the story from the viewpoint of Joshua.
你知道这个约书亚在这个时候是带领以色列的元帅。
As you know, that Joshua is the general of the entire army of Israelites.
那他现在下一步呢？他在他军事上的策略里面，他要进攻耶利哥城。
He is the military leader planning to attack the city of Jericho.
但是他有一个问题。
And however, he is facing a problem.
因为我们中国人知道，要打架的时候要打不是打架，要打仗的时候是要知己知彼，才能够百战百胜嘛，对不对
？As Chinese old saying that before the fight, you must calculate the resource of your own and your enemies.
那你需要知道对方的军事上的虚实。
And you must calculate the strength of your enemy first.
所以他需要差遣这个探子去了解对方的实况。
And therefore, Joshua, he needs to send some spy to understand what they are facing.
那这是一个例行的一个作战的一个步骤。
And this is a very practical and necessary step before the battle.
那现在可能不用派人去了。
Of course, perhaps in today's age, we don't need to actually send some spy over.
现在可能人造卫星就可以照得很清楚了。
Maybe you just send some satellite to watch over the land.
可那个时候没有嘛，所以他要派人进去才能够知道到底怎么回事。
But there's no such technology at the time, and therefore he needs to send someone to the land to spy out the land.
但你知道吗？这有一个风险。
And however, there's a risk there.
那风险不是说怕到底这两个人被抓哈。
The risk is not that these two men might be caught.
风险是你记不记得以色列人曾经也想要进迦南地的时候。
The risk is that if you remember, in the past, Israelites also wanted to enter land of Canaan at once.
在那个时候，他们派了12个探子。
At the time, they had sent out 12 spies.
那你告诉我，那时候派的12个探子最后的结果是什么？
Do you remember as the result of that time when they sent 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan?
12个探子进到迦南地的时候，10个认为永远打不赢。
So when they sent 12 spies over, when they returned, 10 spies reported that there's no way we can conquer the land.
他们说当地的人太高大了，我们打不过他们，我们在他们面前好像蚱蜢一样。
They say, the people there, they look like a giant to us. We are just look like a grasshopper before them.
只有两个人他们回来说，我们一定能够攻取那个地方。
And yet only two spies came back and report, we surely can conquer the land as Lord promised.
那其中一个还是约书亚自己啊。
And one of the spies was Joshua himself.
所以约书亚自己知道啊，派遣探子回来的时候呢，有时候他们会讲泄气的话。
And of course, Joshua know fully well that the consequence of the report from the spy could actually frustrate people.
搞了这两个人进去，搞了这两个人进去，等下回来又全部都搞砸的话，又在外面还在走40年了。
If he sent two spies over and when they brought back news and maybe turned and depressed the entire army, perhaps they need to wander around the land another 40 years.
所以这个决定不是很容易做的。
So, and therefore, in order for Joshua to send out the spy, it's a difficult decision for him.
他决定派人进去的话，他这是要冒风险的。
So, as he decides to send someone over there, he needs to go through some risk.
但他身为一个元帅，他要为大军，为神来负责。
As he is the leader of the military, he need to be responsible for the Israelite army and responsible for the Lord.
那他做了他应该要做的事情。
And therefore, he proceed what he ought to do.
就是一个将军，一个元帅，在军事的策略上面所应该要尽的本分。
as the leader of the army, he did what he ought to do.
那你知道，你知道根据这个，你读圣经的时候啊。
So as you read Bible.
你读圣经，你看了可能约书亚记，你也不知道看了多少遍了。
Perhaps you have read the book of Joshua many times.
但是你注意看那个讲到耶利哥城的战役的时候。
And however, if you focus your eyesight regarding to the battle of Jericho,
你知道实际上呢，差派探子的这件事情，在整场战役当中呢是多余的。
And actually, you will find out sending the spy over there is quite unnecessary throughout the entire battle.
因为你知道在这个在约书亚记第五章的第十三节里面
Because if you turn to Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13
在十三节里面呢这边讲到说约书亚他靠近耶利哥的时候呢举目观看不料有一个人手里拔出刀拔出来的刀面对战栗约书亚到他那里问他说你是帮助我们的还是帮助我们敌人的
So in Joshua chapter 5 verse 13, Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, Are you for us or for our enemies?
然后14节15节就回答说他回答说不是的我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅约书亚就伏伏在地下拜说我主有什么话吩咐仆人耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说把你脚上的鞋脱下来因为你所站的地方是圣的约书亚就照着行了
Neither, he replied, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, What message does my Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, Take off your sandals, for the placeWhere you are standing is holy, and Joshua did so.
你知道你看到没有？打那场仗的关键在哪里
？So what is the critical key for winning the battle here?
不是说因为那个两个探子的消息好宝贵，那个情报宝贵哦。
It's not because these two spies brought back two very precious news from the enemy side.
而是说是耶和华他自己做军队的元帅。
But rather because of Lord himself is the commander of his own army.
然后继续你再看呢，当他做耶和华的自己做军队的元帅的时候。
And as we see that Lord himself is the commander of his own army.
所以他就有指示啊，你们要怎么打这个城市啊
？And therefore he gave instructions to Joshua how to fight this battle.
那也就是在第六章的时候呢，就讲到怎么样子来进攻耶利哥城。
And in chapter 6, talk about how should they attack and marching into the city of Jericho.
那你都是圣经专家，你知道了，从小就知道了，对不对？这个耶利哥城怎么打下来的
？As you many of you read Bible many times, you will understand how.How Joshua took over the city of Jericho.
怎么打的
How did they fight?
怎么打的就绕城走嘛绕城再转嘛对不对
So they just circling around the town.
对绕一圈第一天一圈第二天又一圈第三天又一圈到最后一天绕七圈一叫就倒了嘛
So they circled the city, one circle, each day until the seventh day, they circled seven times, and when they shout out loud all together, the city crumbled.
所以得胜的关键在哪里
And therefore,What's the key for their winning of the battle?
是神做军队的元帅。
It's because the Lord himself is the commander of his own army.
然后这些军队以色列人呢他们遵照神攻城的指示。
And the Israelite army follow the instruction given by the Lord.
你仔细想一想的话这跟这两个探子做的事情有什么关系啊
So when you think about it, then you will realize this, the reason why they won the battle has nothing to do what these two spies did.
但是很奇怪。
And yet, it is very strange.
在圣经里面整本圣经里面没有对于第二章的那个探子做出任何的评价并做出任何的评语。
And throughout the entire Bible, the authors from the Bible did not make any comments regarding to these two spies.
所以好像神觉得约书亚就派这两个探子也没什么不对哦。
So it seems like Lord didn't, deny the effort how Joshua sent these two spies.
神也没有骂约书亚说，哎，你这个人没有信心，早知道你听我的话，这城早就打就可以打下来了。
God didn't say to Joshua, say, you did something unnecessary. If you just listened to me earlier, this city is yours.
神没有跟他讲说，你知道这个征战是我的，你不要那边自作聪明，派人在那边去看什么东西。
And the Lord didn't say to Joshua, the battle is mine. As long as you listen to me, everything will be fine.
神也没有骂他说，哎，你怎么带人家故意进入试探呢？
And the Lord didn't scout at Joshua, say, why do you lead these two men into temptation?
万一这两个人回来讲泄气话的话，那你们不是又要再走四十年吗？
What happened if these two spies brought back to bad news and will make the entire army depressed and perhaps you may need to wander in the wilderness in the 40 years.
你知道神要我们尽上我们做人的本分。
And actually, God wants us to do everything that we ought to do.
人生有挑
and we should do.
人生有挑战，有难处，没错。
Indeed, we are all facing many challenges and difficulties.
我们靠着神，但是我们要尽到我们人所应该要尽的本分，自己应该
做。Though we rely on God, and yet we do have our own responsibilities and duty that we ought to do.
我们应该在神的面前好好过日子。
That we should live honestly before the Lord.
你知道我有个朋友啊，他在阿根廷，他的小孩要来美国念书。
I have a friend in Argentina. His children about to come to the States to study.
有一天告诉我，啊，好高兴啊 ，UCLA 收了他的孩子去念书。
And once I was informed by my friend, say, "Oh, I'm very joyful because UCLA accepted my children."
但后来呢，他就告诉我，可是他们寄来一个东西啊，我看不懂，你可以帮我看一下。
And yet then, he informed me again. The school has sent me something which I couldn't understand. Could you help me out here?
哦，原来呢，那个学校寄一个东西来，告诉他说，他需要 maintain academic performance， 他需要保持他的学业的这个表现。
The school sent a notification to the parents say your child need to maintain the academic performance。
那在那边特别讲到说，你要把你的十二年级好好读完。
And also talk about you must finish the last year of high school well。
如果你的成绩平均不到 B 的话呢，你要通知学校。
If you couldn't live up your GPA to be average, then you need to inform the college.
如果你有很多的 C, 或是你得了一个 D, 或是得了一个 F 的时候呢，你也需要告诉学校。
If you, however, receive C, D, or even F, you need to inform the school.
他说，我那个朋友说，这到底是干什么？
And then my friend asked me, then what's the purpose of this letter?
啊，我说这是因为我们在美国人都很清楚，就是怕学生一旦被录取以后就不好好的读书了。
Oh, this is very common to American. We understand because many students, once they were accepted in college, they start to slack off in their academic work.
可是我们大人也是一样嘛，对不对？
Same thing to us adults.
一旦我们知道前面没有问题的时候，前面没有难处，没有挑战的时候，我们也不好好过日子。
And oftentimes we realize there's no challenge or difficulties ahead of us. Sometimes we start to relax and slack off.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一旦信主的话，我们就应该很继续的、很负责任的过我们每一天信主的人的生活。
When we become Christian, when we accept the Lord, may we have a responsible, a heart of steadfast of our duty and be responsible and do live our life diligently.
那第三个就是所以第二个是我们要认识我们自己的本分。
And therefore, the very first point that we need to understand our own responsibility.
来面对我们人生的挑战。
In order to face the challenges of our life.
诶，但是我们还有另外一个角度我们可以来看这段经文。
However, there's another angle we can, look at this story.
我们从这两个探子的角度我们来看这段经文到底怎么回事。
Let us, see the story from the eyes of these two spies.
那我们刚才已经知道了，首先这两个探子的任务对于这个打胜仗呢，是在战术上面没有任何的贡献。
As we just talk about the responsibility, the duties of these two spies bring no value add to the entire battle.
那似乎在圣经里面也让我们看到。
And also from the entire scripture,
至少让我们感觉到这两个人好像一进到耶利哥就躲到那个拉合的那个妓女的家里面。
And this is how it was described that once these two spies entered the city of Jericho, immediately they hid under the roof of the prostitutes.
给我们感觉到他好像甚至于没有机会到街上打听一下到底当地的老百姓是怎么想要来的战争是怎么回事。
It seems like they didn't even have a chance to hear the street talk in the city.
更没有机会好像到军营里面去试探这个
and,
这个情报啊。
And definitely they had no chance to enter their, to mix into the army and to hear, all the military secrets in the city of Jericho.
甚至于这两个探子然后回到耶到这个约书亚的那个营帐里面的时候。
Even when they returned to the camp of Joshua,
在那边他们的回答呢也好像也是只是根据拉合所讲的话也不是根据他们所看到的。
And even their reply were 100% according to what Rahab told them, it's not whatever they have heard themselves.
所以如果你是在情报上面是比较专业的话你觉得这两个人话可能不可靠啊可能不可信。
If you're a professional espionage, you will realize these two spies, they didn't really do their work well.
所以你可以说这一次呢这两个人他们这次的任务呢不但是一个不成功的任务而且他们还差一点送掉自己的性命了。
So we can say, not only they didn't do their mission successfully,Even to a point, they may lose their life throughout the mission.
那当然我们不用说他们是傻瓜啦，对不对？
Of course, maybe we won't judge them saying they are fools.
不过在某种程度来说，我们可以想象到他们两个真是我们中国人所谓的福将啊。
But sometimes we can say these two are almost considered as a prisoner of war.
No, 他的福将是好像那个很有 lucky 的。
Oh, right. From the Chinese culture, maybe we will view these two spies as a lucky star.
为什么呢？因为这两个人歪打正着，他们站对地方啊。
Because somehow they hit a lucky spot and they heard the news there.
因为他们没有任何的了不起。
Because they haven't done anything extraordinary.
如果说他们高明的地方，唯一高明的地方就是他们躲得好。
They haven't done anything extraordinary, except they pick the right place to be hidden.
其实这一连这个躲呢，也都是因为拉合自己不愿意报，所以他们才躲过去的。
And even regarding to the point they were able to escape or be hidden, it's all because of Rahab's effort.
所以他们这两个人之所以能够全身而退，撤退到回到自己的营帐里面。
And therefore, this in order for these two spies able to escape from the enemy's city and able to return back to their home camp,
全部都是因为神定义要以色列人打胜仗。
It's all because God has set his will for the Israelites to win the battle.
换句话说呢就是他们站对地方。
And therefore, the spies, they haven't done anything except they have positioned themselves right.
我有一个朋友他在住在阿根廷。
I have a friend living in Argentina.
那他有一天呢他的朋友到阿根廷一个最最昂贵的一个住宅区里面。
And,His friend one day went to the most expensive residential area in Argentina.
那个在布宜诺斯艾利斯那个区叫做 Puerto Madero. 他到那边一个公寓里面去看一个他的朋友。
So he went to that the most expensive area and visit his friend there.
那在那公寓的那然后坐楼坐那个电梯的时候。
As he was taking the elevator up.
他进到电梯里面。
He entered the elevator.
他带他的小孩进到电梯里面。
He brought along with his children.
然后呢突然就另外有一个年轻人矮矮的小小的也进来。
And then there's another young and short young man also came into the elevator.
然后在他旁后面有两个很高大的保镖。
And right next, right behind this two, short young men, there are two, huge and tall bodyguards.Behind him.
下面五个人在那个电梯里面啊。
So all of them, a total of five people in the elevator.
那他这个朋友呢，就看到对面这个长得矮矮小小的这个人呢，就觉得有点面熟。
So as his friend was looking at this short young man, that young man somehow seemed familiar to him.
但是不记得在哪里看过他。
But yet he has no idea he seen this short man.
终于呢他这个小的儿子呢就开口 对那个长得矮矮小小的那个年轻人讲话。
Then, all of a sudden, his child opened his lips and started to talk to the short man they were seeing.
他对这个年轻人说，诶，你是不是 Lionel Messi?你就我如果你如果这个踢看看足球的话，你知道那个 Messi 是阿根廷的足球明星哈。
And then the little child say to the person, "Are you the soccer superstar?"
Messi 哈。
Messi
对，他说是我就是 Messi。
And he say, "Yes, I am."
哇，那小孩子好高兴，看到明星，看到他自己的那个偶像在那个地方。
And the child was overjoyed, and he saw the idol he loves.
那他妈妈当然也很高兴啦。
Yeah, of course, the mother was also very happy.
你知道为什么吗？因为他们站对地方了，刚好站在那个楼梯里面，是那个明星球员也在楼梯里面。
Why they were overjoyed? It just happened they were positioned themselves in the right place and right time. That's all.
手边也没有钱，事先也没有做任何的安排，更没有什么个人的关系。
They have no connection, they have no resource, no money, it just happened they were in the right place and right time.
完全是从天上掉下来一个好机会。
It's all arranged from heaven.
那弟兄姐妹，这个就是恩典。
And brother and sister, this is called grace.
恩典就是好像那两个探子一样，没什么了不起的。
What grace is just like what these two spies experienced.They haven't done anything.
没有什么才干，也没有任何的功勋。
They didn't do anything extraordinary. They haven't done anything great.
甚至于呢，所做的都是一连串的失败。
And even actually, when we look at what they have done, it's a sequence of failures.
但是因为他们站对了地方，就是站对了神的那一边。
And however, because they have positioned themselves right, which is on the side of God.
就站在那个得胜的那一面。
Because they were standing on the side of the victor.
那个是恩典。
And this is called grace.
你知道信耶稣这件事情啊。
And just like how people accept the Lord.
并不在乎于我们背后有什么丰功伟业。
It's not because we have done anything extraordinary.
跟我们的才干跟我们的经验也没有任何的关系。
Have nothing to do with our talent, our education or experience.
重点是我们是不是站对地方，我们是不是站在耶稣那边。
The crux of the matter is whether we are standing on the right side, are we standing at God's side?
而不是说耶稣是不是在你这边啊，不是这个意思。
It's not we are asking Jesus to stand in our side.
是你是不是站在耶稣那边。
But rather, are we standing at Jesus' side?
看看到底谁是主，谁是重点，那是耶稣。
We must realize who is the Lord, who is the Master.
所以我们今天刚才花了这么多时间，我们来一起来试想这两个探子跑到耶利哥的这个故事。
So we just spend some time to understand and try to see how these two spies what they have experienced.
我们发现第一个呢，从拉合的角度，我们发现我们人需要认识危险。
And therefore, when we turn back, we realize from the viewpoint of Rahab, we as human, we need to have a senseof facing danger.
当我们知道危险来临的时候，我们才会寻找神。
When we know there's a danger ahead of us, it urges us to see God.
从约书亚的角度，我们发现呢，我们需要认识我们的本分，我们的责任。
From the viewpoint of Joshua, we realize we must do whatever we need to do as our responsibility and duty.
我们属于神的人，我们要很负责任的过我们每天的生活，来彰显神子民的那份荣美。
As men of God, we need to do what God asks us to do in order to manifest His glory through our life.
然后根据那两个探子呢，我们需要认识恩典。
And from the viewpoint of these two spies, we must understand what grace is about.
让我们把握的清楚，永远不要失去对这个恩典这个真理的认识。
Let us stand fast and understand what the truth about grace is all about.
你知道几年前呢，我有个机会回台湾，我是台湾出生的，我回到台湾。
A few years ago, I happened to have a chance to return back to Taiwan. I was born there.
那我有一些朋友呢，以前在教会的团契的朋友，他们很多人住在台湾，在那边工作。
And many of my old fellowship friends, they They live in Taiwan and they work in Taiwan.
那所以他们就说，哦，老朋友回来了，我们大家要聚会啊，大家再聚，大家聚一聚，大家在一起能够叙旧。
So when I went back, then all of my friends say, oh, this is an opportunity that all friends can get together to have some good time together.
那在我这些朋友当中呢，有两个朋友很特别。
And among my friends, there are two who are very special.
一个朋友呢，他后来变成电视明星。
One of them become a TV star.
那以前我们小的时候，他最讨厌读书的哈。
I remember when we were young.
他很不喜欢读书。
He or she.
He.
He is the one who did not like to study.
男明星，但是很英俊的。
He's a male TV star. Who is very handsome.
他很不喜欢读书，然后呢，可是呢，就我们都不晓得又长得他干什么。
He never liked to study, and at the time we wonder what will he do when he grow up.
没想到几年以后，在台湾的那个连续剧里面，他就是明星在里面啊，在演戏的。
Unexpectedly, after a few years, he became one of the TV star in the soap operas.
很可惜他都是演坏人。
And, unfortunately, he always played as a bad guy.
但是呢还是明星。
And yet, no matter what, he's still a TV star.
我还有一个朋友呢在同样那次聚会当中他是个医生。
And yet, there's another friend who is special, he is a doctor.
可是呢他从小学习很多的音乐的乐器。
And when he was young, he played many instruments.
他有一个心智呢，希望呢能够在音乐上面做一些服事。
And it was his desire to serve God in music area.
那神也祝福他，他赚了足够的钱。
And indeed, God blessed him, and he was able to accumulate quite a bit of money.
那他养了一个乐团。
And therefore, he was able to raise a band himself.
所以他就付薪水给这些敲鼓的啊，弹吉他的，每个人都
他付
薪水的。
And he paid the band members, in order to have this band.
然后他自己写歌，写诗歌哈，自己写歌，然后呢，他们还出 CD 啊，什么这类东西。
And he wrote the song himself, and they even, make CDs themselves.
所以那天晚上呢，我们就大家一起就在那边，在他家里面，我们大家在一起聚会。
So that night we all came to his house to have a time of get together.
那不但是老朋友聚会啊。
And not only this is a time for all friends get together.
我这个朋友还把他的乐团的每一个成员都带来一起吃晚饭。
And not only this is a time for renew union for the old friend, this friend also brought all of his band members to the dinner.
那刚好那天晚上我们要走了，我们要快要结束了。
So at the end of the party, when we are about to depart,
结束的时候，我们大家还要走以前，我们大家照张照片，照相留念啊。
So before we leave the house, we decide to come together and take a group picture together.
那我以为我是主角，因为我是从美国来的嘛，对，他们来看我，大家在一起照相，我在中间，大家一起来照相。
I thought I'm supposed to be the center of attention because I'm the one who came back to Taiwan, and that's the reason why people get together. So I thought I'm supposed to sit in the middle.
就没想到呢，那些乐团的人呢，他不认识我嘛，看到明星在那边，赶快跟明星照相。
But however, all the band members, they have no idea what's the purpose of the gathering. And yet, the TV star is the one they recognize, and therefore, they all want to take a picture with the TV star.
那我后来想也对啊。
And I thought to myself, yes, that's right.
因为在他们心里面，他们那天晚上站对地方了。
Because they happen to go to the right place at the right time.
就在那个地方，他们碰到他们所希望在一起能够见面照相的人，他们就在那边就抓住这个机会。
So they were in the right place at the right time and see the person they want to see, and they had opportunity to take picture with the TV star.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，恩典就好像是那两个探子一样，没有什么了不起，但是他们站对了地方。
Grace is like what these two spies they just experienced.They haven't done anything. It just happened they were in the right place and the right time.
他们站在耶稣那边。
They positioned themselves on the side of Jesus.
也许我们也问我们自己，我们是不是也站对地方？
Perhaps we should ask ourselves, are we standing at the right side?
当你站对地方的时候，你在面对人生的挑战，神才能够带领你。
When we position ourselves at the right side, That's the time God can lead our life.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把我们自己交托在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we lay our lives before you.
我们求你。
We entrust you and ask you.
求你带领我们，让我们站对地方。
We ask you to lead us to stand at the right position.
让我们看到人生当中没有基督的危险。
So that, we can understand the dangers of life without Jesus.
也看到不是因为我们，但是是因为你拣选我们，让我们能够在你里面。
And also let us understand, it's not because of whatever we have done, but only because of you that we are in you today.
好像那两个探子一样，他们做不了什么，但是因为他们站对了神的那一边，因此他们得到成功。
We are just like these two spies, haven't done anything right, and yet because we are at the right place, at the right time, we are on your side.
然后主帮助我们，让我们能够认识我们的本分。
And Lord, may you help us to understand our own responsibilities.
甚至于好像约书亚在他要做他尽他本分的时候，在事后来看，也许在当时没有什么重要，没有什么真正的贡献。
Perhaps just like Joshua, whatever he has done, perhaps when he reviewed the whole thing, maybe he hasn't done anything, strategically correct.
但是当他愿意按照他的本分，尽他的本分去做，去过日子的时候。
And however, as he did whatever according to his duty and responsibility,
他就学习被塑造成为一个尊重神的人。
He learned to be a man who revered God.
所以在以后他能够邀请能够让神做耶和华军队的元帅。
Which led him to become a man who can invite the commander of Lord's army to lead him.
也能够遵照神的指示来攻打耶利哥城。
For him to be able to follow the Lord's instruction to conquer the city of Jericho.
所以主帮助我们，让我们从尽自己的本分来过日子开始。
And Lord, so may you help us to learn how to be a diligent and faithful servant to live life according to our responsibility.
以至于我们成长以后能够像约书亚一样担当你自己事工上面的重任。
So we may grow like Joshua to take upon the burden of ministry.
我们把我们自己摆上。
And Lord, we lay ourselves before you.
求你看顾。
May you keep us.
奉耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.